case is case number 12,417, Wilkinson Development LLC seeks a variance from the side yard setback requirements for a proposed dwelling, sections 115.25, 115.182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east corner of Arbor Circle and Woodridge Drive within the Woodbridge subdivision. The 911 address is 22144 Arbor Circle, Milton. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 10, Parcel 327.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 1.5-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard for a proposed dwelling. Staff would note that we've received 0 letters of support, 7 letters of opposition, and 0 mail returns. The 7 letters of opposition we've received recently, so you won't see those in your packets. Letters are raised by received from local residents, raising concerns in relation to the ability of the developer to build a different model from the one proposed, concerns that this variance will lead to future requests on other parcels, and also that this development is a planned development and should have consistent setbacks throughout. Thank you. So.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Brian Elliott, 14316 Sugar Hill Road, Greenwood, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm here on behalf, I'm actually the applicant with Insight Homes. The development is owned by Wilkinson. Insight is building in that community with Wilkinson. We are respectfully requesting a side setback variance to the effect of 1.5 feet. The property is very unique. It is very small. It's one of the smallest properties in the entire neighborhood. It has one of the most narrow rears in the entire neighborhood. It's not only small, it's less than a quarter acre, and the property is very unique in the fact that it narrows from the front to the back, which further reduces the actual building envelope of the lot. The lot can't be otherwise developed to afford relief because of the narrowness of the lot towards the rear. The practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant, but rather by the unique building envelope of the lot. And the variance would actually enhance the neighborhood, not diminish it. If we tried to build a small home, 14 or 1500 square feet, a home on the lot, it would actually hurt resale values, it would hurt appraised values, as what we see being sold in that community are houses that are a little bigger than that and cost more than a small 1400 square foot rancher. The request is for the minimum to afford relief. The actual mechanicals and steps would be not within the setbacks. They would be within the building envelope. So as I had mentioned, it is less than a quarter of an acre. The lot narrows front to back. That is the uniqueness of the lot. You know, we're trying to build an approximately 18 or 1900 square foot first floor home on that property, not counting the screen porch in the morning room or off the back, but what happens when the lot narrows towards the rear, we'd have to actually eliminate 4 or 5 feet of the living room, or if we reverse the house, 4 or 5 feet of the master bedroom off the back of the house, which would really inhibit us putting a decent sized home on the property. And that's really why we're requesting this variance. We are not the developer. It is a community that was started by Wilkinson, but we are a different builder, so we're not doing this under the umbrella of Wilkinson. We're doing them under the umbrella of Insight Homes, hoping to purchase that property for resale. Right now, as I said, the lot is, if you look at the entire development, it has one of the most narrow rears on the entire lot. And the other lots may only be 2 or 3 feet wider, 2.5 feet wider, but when you put it into context, as that lot narrows towards the back, if the lot's 2.5 feet wider, it makes a big difference on what you can actually fit from front to back on that lot. So the issue is really the width of the lot in the rear and how narrow it is towards the rear of the home.
Does that conclude your application?
Yes, ma'am.
The lot 351, do they have a variance?
I believe that would have been Bob Wilkinson, not my Insight.
But it's the same size lot, same criteria.
Well, if you look at that though, it's actually, that lot, the 327 you're talking about?
No, 351.
Okay, is that the exact same width, is what I would ask?
Sure, that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, so, and once again, what we're seeing sold in that community, if we try to reduce the home, it's, what you're reducing it to is underselling what's being sold in that community. So it's not going to increase property values, it's going to diminish property values. What we see being sold in that community, especially because the other lots are wider, are larger homes. And as I said, it's one of the two or three narrow lots in the entire community. The rest of the lots are much wider in the rear and they'll allow a deeper home, whereas this property won't allow a deeper home because not only is it less than a quarter acre, it narrows dramatically towards the rear. So that 2 feet wider on another home makes a really big difference, or 2 feet wider on a lot makes a big difference on the depth of the home that you can actually put on the property. The property also backs up to a common area and it has an easement in between.
Find anything here?
It has an easement in between the house that's built next to it, which I would say is probably utility easement. So that 1.5 foot that we're requesting to afford relief to put the home there is on the side that actually abuts an easement in between the two homes. So there's quite a bit of space there as well.
And can you give me the dimensions of that lot, 351?
I believe, Chair, if I can assist, our colleagues in mapping have mapped these parcels and they've physically drawn the geometry. What Anne's searching for now is the annotation for the parcel. I think, Anne, you're searching for something that hasn't been mapped yet, in that there's a bit of a backlog with putting those numbers on newer developments, and this is clearly one that needs some more work. So.
Okay.
And if you look at those two parcels, it looks to me like the lot on the right is a little bit wider than the lot on the left. That's the whole premise that I'm explaining. If it's 2 feet wider, it makes a big difference if the lot narrows, but once again, it does abut a common area. There is an easement in between the two properties on the side that we're requesting the variance, and we're trying to get a nominal size house on that lot, on a lot that is less than a quarter acre. It is a very small variance that we're requesting. It is one of the most narrow lots on the rear in the entire community, and we're trying to put a nominal size house that will actually increase property values, not put something small that you can't sell, for one, because there's not a market for that size house in that community because we're in the Cape and Lipid School District, and something that will actually be able to sell and build and increase property values on the neighboring properties.
Does that conclude your application?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Any questions from members of the board?
I got one. Talking about property values, do you have anything from an appraiser backing your statements up?
Because I do not, sir. We have
stuff going the other way here also, so I just didn't know if you had anything from.
I don't have anything from a appraise standpoint. I just, from Insight Homes perspective, what we're actually selling there is not your 1,500 square foot home. So, that's kind of not what we're seeing the market bearing right now for that community, for as far as our sales go.
Thank you,
Mr. Sharp.
I have no questions. Thank you.
Have you ever considered downsizing to make two stories?
This will actually have a loft in it, so it would have a second story. But the first floor footprint is the smallest first floor footprint for one of those models like we have, with a master downstairs and two bedrooms downstairs to cater to the out-of-state consumer trying to get closer to the beach, retirees.
Okay, so you can't make it smaller and two-story?
We cannot, not on that lot, no.
But you are you're going to be two-story?
Yeah, okay. It will have a loft. It's kind of like a cape. It's a story and a half, I would call it. It's not a traditional two-story.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Three, would you please come forward and be sworn in?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Lori Chaykin, 22259 Arbor Circle, Milton, Delaware.
And I'm going to swear everybody at the same time. So, sir, can you just step up? Can you state your name and address for the record?
Lawrence Cameron, 22237 Arbor Circle, okay. Milton, Delaware, 19968.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, thank you. One at a time at the dais.
Good evening.
Thank you. Good evening. I have two concerns, and it's my understanding that the building that's going on this lot is a model. It's my understanding that the building that would be going on this model is a model as opposed to for a specific land homeowner. So my concern is that this would encourage potential buyers who come to see this model to also realize that they could get a variance and could create the situation where everybody who comes in wants a variance. And I think that's detrimental to the look of the community. It seems unfair. Also, there are current owners who have had to either choose a different lot than they wanted or to build a smaller house on the lot that they chose because they were complying with the variance, with the regulations. And there are several people like that. It feels like it wouldn't be fair to them now when they could have had a choice, made a different choice, and they weren't permitted to.
How many lots are developed in that community?
I think 77 have been sold, but they're not all built.
Yeah, no, they're not.
There's probably about,
I'd take a shot at it, maybe 45, 50.
And there are probably about almost 10 under construction right now. It just seems to me, it seems unlikely that the builder could not find a way to make the building a foot and a half smaller, put a different model on, or make their model a little bit smaller. And there are smaller houses in the development. And that's my concern, is setting a precedent.
Sir?
Good evening.
Good evening.
I sent this morning a letter to Mr. Warrington. It's a copy here. I made a couple of slight changes, nothing significant at all. But it's not in conflict to the earlier letter. And I'd like to read it, and then I want to revert back to this.
Okay.
Unfortunately, and it has for personal reason, I only got to see this tonight. But okay. It triggered some ideas. I mean, I'm not claiming expertise. I used to be a professional land surveyor back in Maryland, but I stopped that practice years ago. But I have somewhat familiarity with this, and I did some engineering work there as well, highway designs and things of that nature. So let me get first to my note here. Mr. Warrington, I'm writing to you in reference to case number 12417, which is a request by Wilkinson Development LLC for variance from side yard setback requirements for proposed dwelling at the Woodridge subdivision off Cool Spring Road. First, let me say that I have no personal issues with builders in general. Upon my discharge from military service back in 1969, honorable discharge, I worked closely with various subdivision developers, and I have nothing but great respect for the work they do and the day-to-day complexities with which they have to deal. And the same goes to the builders in Woodridge. Inside Homes and Wilkinson Homes have been building beautiful homes in our community. So I'm going to get that out for us, so there's no disparaging need on my end. And I'm often very sympathetic with the issues that developers have to go through doing their work. However, I would like to express great reservations and formal objections with regard to granting a variance in this instance. My objection is premised on the following reasons. One, granting of a variance when there might be simple alternative solution would create a precedent, as well as a potential for a barrage of similar requests. However minor or inconsequential this item may appear, I believe it will undermine the intended design uniformity of our neighborhood and will potentially open Pandora's box, which could bring about ill and contentious environment amongst residents. On a side comment here, the subdivision is not fully developed. And there's quite a way to go. And too early allow for variances, I think, is something that should weigh heavy on whether we grant them or not, because it's not like we're building the last three homes in a neighborhood. There's quite a ways to go, and I'm very concerned if there's some lot of other unresolved issues there. They're going to keep popping up, and then somebody should, well, you're allowed in this case, why can't we do it in this case? So that's a concern. And then people, you know, people have been saying, well, my neighbor, you know, so forth.
How many total lots are in this subdivision?
How many lots total? I don't know off the top of my head. I think it's 188 in all, is it?
That's what we're talking
about. Yeah. So I think maybe we're a third.
Okay.
One, maybe on a third. Well, maybe not even that. Maybe 25%. Item two, there are many good reasons for establishment of zoning and building codes. Even when a variance from a code provision may appear minor or inconsequential, providing variances of any kind should not be taken lightly. The developer should be required to provide a strong and convincing argument as to why this variance is absolutely necessary, why it cannot build a build a smaller model, or perhaps why it cannot make a minor architectural design change to the intended home it seeks to build on the property in question. Please note, and to reiterate what my friend over here said, please note that workers and homes had no, on occasion, make architectural design changes in order to fit homes within code requirements. For example, it had to adjust decks in back of properties in order to stay within required limits. I'm not aware of any variances requested by Wilkins. I simply don't know. Wilkins and Homes, that is, though it has built the vast majority of homes in Woodbridge community, and I should add, thus far. Number three, and I think it's an important point. It is hoped that the commission's, final decision whether to grant a variance would not only rest on the strength of the argument made by those who might object or have reservations, but also primarily on the strength of the reasons given by the applicant. In other words, I think they have to come forward and really give some good reasons. I'm sympathetic with the economic issue that's being raised there, but I think some other history that goes a little bit before that is important to note here. To conclude, the idea that this is a simple, small, or minor item should not be a basis for granting a variance, but rather the granting should be based on real and compelling reason where no other options are available. Thank you for the opportunity to voice my thoughts on this matter. Thank you. I'm looking at this application, and the notes in here, I'm going one at a time, the uniqueness of a property, it is unique, it is small. I don't know how it had transpired and got that way. I don't know if it goes to the original plat that was designed and the way it was square footage was allocated or placed, but there's been no initial consideration apparently given if now that evidenced by the requirement that's being posed by the builder. Cannot otherwise be developed. The lot cannot otherwise, this is the note by the applicant, cannot otherwise develop without relief. I would like to get to that point in a minute when we go to the drawing. Not created by the applicant. I'm not sure how the applicant got into taking on the property, not knowing whether there's a grant. I don't know if there's a risk management issue. I'm simply not aware what the process is. How do they go about acquiring the property? I don't know if there's a commitment there before this all came to light. Will not alter essential character of the neighborhood. This is an important point. The variance would enhance the neighborhood and not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. I beg for you to drive through, come into the main entrance into the subdivision. And if you look across the street to your left, the inside homes built basically what looks like a two-story square looking dwelling from the street. That's a beautiful home, by the way. It does go deeper, of course. And then look to your left. There isn't a single home looking like that. Totally different, out of character, architecturally. Our homes, which are built by Wilkinson homes, they do have two levels in there, but you won't know it from the street because the architecture basically puts a slant on the second floor on the roof. But their property is totally out of character, and with the rest of the neighborhood. Now, if you look to your right, immediately to the right of the empty lot, and you see the home there, that's a model that Wilkerson Home has. And that model looked totally different than that house that I'm talking about, which is two lots over to the left. And I assume also the lot that's being proposed here, the way they're going to build it. Then you look to right of it, another Wilkerson Home, that's the model. Again, it looks like a totally out of character with the rest of the homes going out there. Then if you keep driving around to your right, all the corner, all of a sudden another one is two-story buildings, totally out of character with the rest of the neighborhood. Again, they're beautiful homes. I mean, these folks know how to build a house. And I said with complimentary on that issue. So the argument kind of, you know, I guess one man's dream is another's nightmare. I mean, the argument that we are enhancing the character of the neighborhood and all of that, in my mind, we're getting into a soft area of, well, insignificant little thing, well, perhaps, and I'm presuming that's how you would think it, but from a layman on the street, well, we have a little insignificant, what's a foot and a half extra going encroaching into a building restriction line. Well, that's not a small thing, especially when there's no really strong compelling reasons to do it, because the builder is not claiming that there are absolutely no other options there, and I'll tend to that, and perhaps I'm going to be very inaccurate because I don't have the background for this, but
Mr. I don't Kimmel, know if we can
put this on the screen.
So the drawing that we've got, and I want to make sure, I don't want to misrepresent your testimony, so I want to make sure I'm clear. It's your position, because when I look at the survey, it appears it's not the entire house that's in the side yard. It appears to just be a small corner of the, looks like perhaps the rear of that.
Yes.
And it's your position that that encroachment of whatever that, and it, at most is 1.5 feet, but it appears that as you kind of went closer to the road, it would probably be less than that, and eventually would meet the setback requirement. It's your position that that kind of triangle, your sliver that encroaches, would somehow alter the character of the neighborhood?
I'm not, well, we don't have any visual presentation. I don't mean to subvert the question. We don't really have any alternates that's showing us, well, here's the house here, here's the house here, here's the house here, some kind of a visual architectural drawing that shows basically a first level, you know, or rather street view looking straight at, how is it all going to look? So I can only give you my opinion. In my opinion, to be honest about the answer, no, the foot and a half is not really, really, really the big issue for me. The issue for me is the granting of a variance, which I think can be corrected. Now, I'm not an architect. I'm just trying to be somewhat practical about this. And if you look at this drawing over here, I don't know if we can put it here. I'd be glad to.
So it's your position then that you think the applicant should be able to comply with the setback requirements in the code?
Yes, if they provide a variance on the architecture, the same way that Wilkinson Homes have done on theirs. In other words, if you need to take, for instance, the back wall.
Can you step up to the mic, because those mics came.
And we have that form, sir.
We already have.
All right. So anyway, let me point this here.
Sir, can you stand by the mic when you do that?
I'm sorry.
That's You're okay. going to have to
don't
explain
do
it without showing us the picture.
I beg your pardon. I'm well vet. I don't hear what going.
How about just explaining it without pointing to the picture? We have that in front of us.
All right. So if you look at the top corner of the property against a building restriction line, I'm talking about only more towards the northeast orientation, you'll see a 10.25. If you take that point and just move it along, I'm not saying what impact it would have on the rest of the property, if you took the point and move it along the wall and reduce it 54.33 by maybe 2 feet, you may gain quite a bit right there. And then you move the building over. And that corner that shows 8.5 feet on a south end, we can reduce its encroachment. And then if you still have to gain a couple of inches, then the whole wall, that 59.67 feet, can be moved northward again. And you squeeze that and you're now sitting within the property. That's a variance. Now, I can see a concern because you're using a square footage. I don't know, again, architect, what they will say about the looks of the property, but you have a sunroom in the back there, whatever that is, and there's a good 12 feet of area available there, and that can be expanded in case the idea of losing square footage is encountered. So
okay.
I think that should be examined. I'm throwing it out there. I don't want to stifle progress. I know that these folks always get concerned with timelines and all of that, and I'm very sympathetic to that. But I think that question should be asked. Can we do something with those two corners and accommodate for the loss of square footage? And
so there's no other variances that have been granted in the neighborhood. There's a lot of lots left to be developed. And your concern is that if a variance is granted, that will set a precedent for the rest of the community.
Yes, right? Absolutely. That's a good way to put it. I want to say this too. You know, I used to work in engineering for many years, and I never really went to hearings. I mean, I always heard from the other. I usually provide information and all of that. But, you know, when you have a request for a big variance, let's say you want to put a food mart across the street, those are easy ones because you have an issue, everybody knows about it, immediately garnishes, gets everybody in on it, you fight it out, you resolve it. When you have the little one, they often tend to be ignored and say, well, what's another foot and a half? And to me, that's not why the code is there. I don't know with the foundation of the code in Sussex County, but to me, that's... they're not meant to be broken. To me, a code is a code.
Okay.
I believe in flexibility when necessary. They're making an argument here for an economic reason. I understand that, and I think that should be paid attention to, but I also believe that maybe we need to look just a little bit more, get an architect in there and see what they can do. Now, they will maybe then incur a cost if they have to do that, and maybe they're hoping we can just come on, get a consent, and move on, which I'm sympathetic to again. So those are my concerns.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's it?
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice evening. Are we done?
Yeah.
Would you like to read that, what the opposition had to say?
Yes, ma'am. For one, because this is one of the smallest lots in the community, a variance will not be required on many lots in the community, if at all. This lot is very small as far as the rear width of the lot in comparison to the vast majority of this entire development. This would be a model initially, but it will become a single family home for someone to live in, as all models do as we sell out communities. Okay? As to changing the essential characteristics of the neighborhood, all these plans that we build, whether they're two-story, one-story, or one-and-a-half, are all allowed under the covenants of this community, and they're all agreed upon by Wilkinson, the developer, with knowledge beforehand of what models were allowed to build in the community. So we are not altering the essential characteristic of the neighborhood. The neighborhood has already been designed, and what is allowed to be built in the neighborhood has already been set in place by the developer himself. So we're not going in there and building a plan that's not already approved by the developer. So we're not really altering the central characteristic of the neighborhood. We're asking for about 5 square feet or something like that, 7 square feet into that side setback, which it protrudes 1.5 feet into that rear setback. We do have a design team and architectural team that works on our projects. It's not as simple as reducing the rear by 4 feet to get it within that setback, because then you can't build the model on that property because you eliminate 4 feet of a living room and make it unusable. Once again, so we're not altering the central characteristic of the neighborhood, but also it's the uniqueness of the lot in that it is very small, but it also narrows, which very few lots in this entire community narrow. So I think allowing one variance on a lot that's less than 1/4 acre that narrows bad towards the rear to afford relief because of the uniqueness of this property that does not alter the central character of the neighborhood, doesn't open up Pandora's box to future variances. We as a company do not want to do variances. I don't want to come here 10 o'clock at night. So it's not something that we sit there in the model and say, hey, if we file a variance on these three properties, you can put this model. Our models fit on almost all of these lots. This lot happens to be very unique in that it's not only less than a quarter acre, but it also narrows towards the rear dramatically. We're requesting the 1.5-foot variance. We do have a quarter of a foot on the other side of the property because we're trying to keep the house just a little bit off the property line, you know, to make sure that we don't get into that setback. I would be able to reduce it to 1.3 feet and pin the footer, keeping it 0.5 feet off that left property line, if that would encourage an approval of the application. And 1.3 feet is only it's 3/10 of a foot off of administrative variance over the counter at planning and zoning. So we're really requesting very minimal relief.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
When was the subdivision created?
Good question. I don't know off the top of my head, but the application reference number is 2005-42. So it originally came through Planning and Zoning Commission in 2005, although in those days there's about a 12-month delay, so around 2005, 2006, but it didn't receive final until much later, so 2015. So
why isn't it a small lot size? It's less than 10,000 square feet.
It's a cluster subdivision, and cluster right. Subdivisions are not subject to the small lots.
Lots created prior to 3/20/18.
So it would comply with the date requirement, but that ordinance that creates the small lots ordinance, RPCs with 7,500 square foot right. lots, and cluster subdivisions, those requirements for small lots do not apply to these types of developments. So,
okay.
And this is a cluster.
Okay.
I don't see the heating and air units or anything like that in the step. I mean, I see.
Yes, sir. The county had called me about that. The stairs would be off the back of the morning room, and the HVAC unit would be in the rear yard. So, or it would be on the left-hand side towards the front and not within. It would be in the building envelope, not in in the setbacks.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
No other questions?
This is the only model home you have there?
We have another model. We have the Vanilay model on another lot. But once again, we're not seeing that market really being sold as much as the good folks that are here today mentioned. There are two stories going up and whatnot. We see that market is really what's trying to build in that community because of the location. And once again, all that is approved beforehand with the developer before we ever, you know, come into a community. So it's not something that has not already been planned, approved, and whatnot.
So you can't pick out another style home similar to the ones that have already been built there?
Well, the other ones
in that lot?
Yeah, the other ones we're building there aren't on really little teeny lots like this where it narrows on the rear. So the other ones that we're building there are mostly larger. We have built a smaller home, but that's not really what's selling. So we don't want to build something that can't sell. Where we're at right now, because of the size of that lot and the way it narrows, really limits what you can do on that property. And I would beg to the uniqueness of that property being so small, I understand it doesn't conform to the small lot requirement of 5-foot setbacks because it's a cluster subdivision, but it's a small lot and narrows to the back. It's one of the three small lots like that with narrow widths, or three or four in the entire community. All the rest are wide enough. They don't cut the back of the houses off.
Why not pick a different lot then?
Because
there's 80 some left.
Well, because that lot is at the entrance to the community and in an ideal location to put a home for sale.
Anything else? I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that we deny case number 12417 for Wilkinson Development. The applicant failed to demonstrate that the property cannot be developed in strict conformity with the code, and the applicant has created the exceptional practical difficulty.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman.
Nay.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Carson.
Nay.
Mr. Corman.
Aye, for my reasons.
And aye, for the reasons. So with a vote of 3-2, the motion or the variance is denied.
Okay. Have a good night.
Thank you for your time.